Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
What part of the world?
In Mayo.
Lovely. What part of the Mayo?
I'm on my way to work. I'm going to Brickens.
You're going to where?
I'm going to work in Brickens. It's a small little town in between Claremorris and just up the road from Claremorris. Just up the road from Claremorris. It's the easiest way to explain it.
No, that's all right. That'll do us for now. And what are you doing there? What are you working at?
I'm a head chef for Flanagan's.
Excellent.
It's an award-winning gastro pub.
God, well, listen, and they're all the rage at the moment, are they not?
They are indeed. But I was only up in Dublin there on Monday.
And are you a dub yourself, Lee?
I am indeed.
Thought you might be. So what the hell are you doing down there?
You can never get rid of it, can you?
No, and they will let you know at every turn in the road.
Oh, believe me, they do. Believe me, they do.
Especially when there might be a little match on Croke Park on occasion when Dublin beat Mayo, God help them. Again.
Oh, sure. We'll get the cup down here sometime.
Ah, they deserve it at this stage, for the love of God. So listen, who are you nominating for Mother and Irish Mammy of the Year from Irish Life, and why?
Ryan, I'm nominating my wife on behalf of my three kids. I have three children under the age of four. So if they could nominate herself, I guarantee you they would. She is an absolute pillar of a woman.
Why?
We've had the last, I think, 4 years has been an absolute nightmare. We've had in 2012, we had a house fire.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to hear that.
We had to move out of the house. She was pregnant at the time.
Oh, for God's sake.
We had the two children. Two children were two and three, around two and a half and one and a half at that stage. We moved into another house. She was heavily pregnant. She had a very bad pregnancy. She spent 6 weeks of that pregnancy in hospital then, the last 6 weeks. So I had to take time off work to look after the other two children.
Yeah.
Straight after the pregnancy, she went and got a smear test after the last baby, the youngest. And she found out she had cancerous cells.
Good Lord.
So back into hospital. All the time, she never stopped. She's still in the house with the kids. She still did as much as she could. I took as much time as I could. I had to leave my job in the end. And that's why we moved basically down to Mayo, so I moved down here for work. But she just an absolute pillar. And she started then going back to college. She wanted to get her bachelor's. After all her treatment, she went through a year of treatment and the lips treatment, and then she had a full hysterectomy. So, and she's only a young woman, she's only 35.
God almighty, all that.
You know, and so she had the full hysterectomy, and even after that, she decided nothing's going to get her down. She's back out, she's doing college, she's working part-time, she does graphic design art, she's a graphic design artist. So she's working for an architectural company down here in Mayo as well. And she's up every morning. She has the kids ready for me before I get it, because I work late at night. So she gets them up ready in the morning. She has them all dressed and breakfast. She heads off to work. I get up. I take them to school. And she comes home then, and the house, everything. She has let absolutely nothing left get her down. And
jeez, I mean, when she gets in at night, do you plug her in and then she charges the battery up until the morning? Because that sounds like a machine.
She does. She gives out to me because she says she's married to a chef and I never have food waiting for her.
Oh, yeah. That's listen, isn't it always the way? So how does she remain so stoical and strong in the middle? That would have brought a lot of other people down.
It would have. And to be honest, I'd say she gets it from her mother. Her mother's a stubborn Galway woman. and she gets it from her. And she just fought and fought and fought.
That's and
she has the all clear now. She's all better, and we've moved to the new house, and life has really started to turn itself now. But it's been a tremendous few years.
So you feel like you've got a new chapter,
a new start in life. Yeah.
Good. And how old are the kids now?
Nicole is the eldest. She's four. She'll be five in September. She's starting big school. Nathan is three, and Lexi, the baby's just gone two.
Oh God! You've got a busy house there.
We've got a mad house.
And what's your wife's name?
It's Danielle.
Danielle Byrne, obviously.
It is. Indeed.
What's she doing today, or where's she off to today?
She's actually at home, and she has the baby.
Ah, who she's obviously feeding.
You have reached the three voicemail of 8686.
Will we leave her a message, Lee?
We will.
Okay, you at the tone, tell her why what we're doing. Go. Tell her why you nominated her. Okay.
Just hang up.
Go.
Hi, Danielle. It's Lee here. Just to let you know, you missed a call. I'd nominated you on the Ryan Tubby Show for one of the best mammy with Irish Life.
Why, Lee? Why her?
Why her? Because she's brilliant. And
tell her, don't tell me, tell her.
Because I couldn't live without you. I could not live without you. You're just amazing. What you do with the kids, what you've done with yourself, how you've taken yourself and lifted yourself, and the positivity you pass on to the rest of us in the family is just second to none.
We're going to fill up the message now. It's going to be
exactly.
Now.
And I wouldn't be where I am without you.
I love you too, Danielle. Bye, Lee.
Bye.
Congratulations.
thank you.
You're in the draw. That was lovely. So heartfelt. It's gorgeous. And you and we're going to send you and Danielle. We're going to ask you to come to see us in RTE on Friday, if that's okay. Friday, if that's okay.
Excellent.
And not only that, because Irish Life knows how much Irish mammies do as a family, and they wanted to do something nice, so they're going to arrange for you to stay tomorrow night at the Radisson Blue Hotel on Golden Lane with dinner and cocktails, so yourself and the missus can just have a little night away and enjoy yourselves and come and meet us here on Friday, and we'll pick a winner for the Irish Life overall prize of Modern Mammy of the Year. How's that?
Absolutely brilliant.
So are you cooking up a storm now for the lunchtime rush or the dinnertime rush, or what's the thing?
I'm on my way now. I pulled over the side of the road. I'm on my way into work now, and I'll have the full prep because it closes on a Tuesday, so I'll have a full prep to do, and then hopefully there'll be a few about tonight. Although the weather down here is not the best,
You wouldn't know. Well, listen, I'll see you Friday. Looking forward to it. Thanks for that, Lee. It's really nice to talk to you. Take it easy.
Pleasure talking to you.
Look after yourself. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.